Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star is here. What a great show so far. And that first hour flew by, but we have a full another hour for you here. And we're giving away a great prize, too, right, Rick?
Man, you're not kidding about that. If somebody at the end of our show today is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, go fishing with Brawla, go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian, get in on this amazing fishing that's happening right now. And, again, if you want to get through, we want to hear from you. The phones have been packed up. They're packed solid right now. But we do have another full hour, and there's plenty of time for you to get through. That's at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text, man. If you got a great question, send it to the Let's Talk Hookup app, because you might be winning that prize to go on the San Diego. And better yet, Captain Brian Sims is going to be answering your questions.
Yeah. Well, I have a big announcement here to make, and it's thanks to the Rich Tops, who's our great friend that passed away last week, his family. We've renamed our 28th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular to the Rich Top Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular.
That's awesome.
And his family's really stepped up. In addition to the $1,000 that we get from Dave at Statewide Stripes for the tournament, the Top family's throwing in another $1,000 cash.
We're
going to have Big Fish Rich prize. So the biggest game fish caught is going to win $1,000.
I love that. Yeah. That's awesome.
And
he'd be really stoked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Rich loved Palmas de Cortez.
Absolutely.
He was part of the family down there.
Yeah.
I mean, just that. That makes me smile.
Oh, yeah.
Good
and
job.
A lot of his family's going to come down. Peggy's going to come down. It's going to be great.
Cool.
So Big Fish Rich $1,000 addition to the other $1,000 from State Ride Stripes for our 28th annual Palmas de Cortez tournament. There's still space available if you want to go. It's October 6th through 10th. Absolute prime time in the East Cape, and call Van Wormer Resorts at vanwormerresorts.com. Click it on the front page of our website there, or get on the trips page and go find out more information on that trip and come join us. I can't wait for that tournament and joining with all the Top family there. Speaking of East Cape, I'm blasting after the show tomorrow, blasting down to Rancho Leonero. The first day of our Rancho Leonero spring tournament today starts. Everybody's on their way and getting warmed up. First day of fishing tomorrow, and I'll be arriving tomorrow afternoon. But good luck to all the anglers headed down to Rancho Leonero today.
Yeah, totally.
It's on. It's going to be fun.
Well, speaking of great fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And today, our fishdope.com report is sponsored by Dana Landing on the Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle store. They have a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, boating supply. And when it comes to freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. They've got all the great products. They've got all the great live bait. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump in and talk to Captain Mark Risch, our private boater buddy, with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Morning, Ricky and Brian. Brian, good to hear from you, buddy.
Long time. Morning, Wishbone.
Hey, it's going to be cool when you get that shearwater running. I'm going to come out and catch a few with you.
Hey, you'll have to awesome. Check that thing out. It's really a neat hull. We bought it up in Washington, so it's a Pacific Northwest commercial boat.
Yeah.
And it rides like a dream. Yeah, it's heavy, heavy, all fiberglass, beautiful hull.
No, that's awesome. I'm excited for you guys. So, here we are, guys. You know, the first week of June, summer's right around the corner. Opportunities abound. You know, we had a little help from Mother Nature to turn that wind machine down a little bit. So we were able to get up some of the outer areas. They got checked out there up north, mostly Santa Cruz. Those sea bass and halibuts were really biting. They put on a pretty darn good show. And just talked to Danny a few minutes ago. He told me that one of the sport boats up there had a good catch of barracuda, you know, which isn't the most exciting thing in the water compared to, you know, some of what's going on. But for the local boats, man, we need that barracuda and sand bass fishing. So they had a good catch yesterday, and hopefully that's the start of things to come. At San Nicolas there, got checked out in between the wind storms. Not much on the exotics, but lots of cods, of course. And Santa Barbara Island, no report at all this week. And Catalina, finally, that little island is coming back to life. It really struggled there for a few weeks. It was just tough fishing, generally speaking. But some warmer, cleaner waters moving in, and everything's responding. You know, it's that time of year, so bass and bonita for sure, and then a little bit more in the yellowtail. Yellowtails are mostly down east. Sea bass scattered up and down the back. Both ends are biting, actually. And more squid around and scattered up and down the back also. It bodes very well. The guys that have some sense about fishing sea bass, they're really getting them. There's been quite a lot of limits of big fish here this week, so they're biting good, which is good news. At San Clemente Island, again, weather can be an issue out there, but in the weather window, this has been really good, mostly on the back there. Big yellows, sea bass, and halibut, there's all been biting. Along the coast, we're seeing some greatly improved conditions also locally. Water's warming up. And, man, the bass are just loving it. Talco bass, sand bass, definitely biting better. Guys are getting them on the plastic, and they're getting them on fly line sardines, which is a lot of fun. And even a few sea bass in the mix there, and mostly some nice ones, too. But scattered all up and down the coast there, they're picking away at that sea bass. And also a little bit more squid showed up in Santa Monica Bay again. So the guys up there can use that squid both on the grounds itself and then along the kelp lines at Rocky Point there. Shake up them sea bass living in there offshore, just like you guys have been talking the whole show here. Man, that bluefin fishing is nothing short of fantastic. It's just insane watching those reports come in. But that area was down outside Ensenada a little earlier in the week, and it's been creeping up and out all week. And looks today like they're gathered up right around the 43 from both southeast and around.
You look at the AIS this morning, you talk about gathered up. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gathered up today.
The beauty of that is some of those guys are up there really close to the bank, and I don't know that we did it much last year, but year before, anchoring out there on that bank and fishing that bluefin, man, that was just classic fishing. So let's hope that it kind of sticks in that sector for a while. But overall, guys, man, we got so much going on, and we got some relatively decent weather. It's time to go fishing.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com has all the reports. Danny and the boys work so hard to keep people posted about where they are, what they're doing, and how to fish them. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Had a listener call this week that said, hey, what's that fishdope.com code for $20 off? It's hookup now, lowercase, no space. Hookup now is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's time to go fishing, guys. And there's so much going on in so many different areas.
I dig it. Yeah. Great report, Mark. Appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
Take care.
Thanks a lot for that. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 to round out our catch report, had a great text come through. This one is from our buddy Bill Dunn. Question for Brian. When spiking a fish, where exactly do you want the spike to enter? Are you running the wire down the middle of the spinal cord from the head? And those are all from our buddy Bill in Santa Barbara.
I had that same question put up because I want to know. You want to know.
Basically, you line up. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to explain this, but On a tuna fish, if you look at the backside of its eyes and your center skull, and you tip your spike at a 45-degree angle so that it goes in pointed towards the tail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right at the eyes.
Right at the backside of the eyes.
The backside of the eyes.
There's a little soft spot right there. You can kind of see the bone comes together. And if you hit it absolutely perfect, it opens up the channel right into the middle of the spinal cord.
Okay. And so, and I had this, we caught a nice one on Wednesday on field research, and I had this, the spike, the spike you can miss and not, and be okay, but the run, I tried the Ikijimi with the wire, and I, you know, I didn't want to cut the tail just because then you can't move the thing, right?
Right.
So I tried to watch you guys on the World Star cut a little wedge in the head, and I missed. I mean, it came out the side, and it's like, okay, this doesn't work. I obviously don't know how to do
this. We call it scalping them, and occasionally the gaffs will get up where they break the tube that goes between the top of the head and the spinal cord. So if you break that tube, you should be able to cut a wedge from about an inch behind the eyes, and you cut forward on a flat surface. You basically take a little, just a little flat triangle. Wedge out, a little triangle out, and then that opens it up so you can see what's there, and you should be able to start the wire in, and as long as it isn't crushed further back, then that'll get you into that spinal column to get them.
And you're up above the spinal column or below it?
It's above it, but there's a tube that goes from, there's a soft patch on the top of the head that actually has a tube that goes all the way down into the spinal column.
Okay.
Goes from the brain to the spinal cord.
Right.
So you follow that tube down, but you can open up that tube so you have visual access to
it. And you can see it.
And you can see it.
When you cut that wedge away.
You cut that wedge away correctly.
How deep is the wedge?
Depends on how big the fish is, but
okay, let's say 150 pounds.
Let's say 150 pounder, you're probably going to cut about 3/4 of an inch deep.
Okay.
And that'll cut you a strip about maybe 4 inches wide, and you go forward. It's maybe a 4x4 triangle.
Okay.
I was so glad, Pete, to hear you say that, because you get a false sense on how easy that process is when you watch the Royal Star team member do it. And I'm serious. Like, you guys have done that to literally... I mean, not thousands, tens of thousands of fish. And, I mean, the entire process, the spike, the cord, the gill and gut, like, you watch Brian and Sims do it. You know, you watch any of the guys on the boat do it, and it's just like, oh, you make three cuts, and the guts are out, and you make one hole with your spike, and you cord it, and that's it. It's a done deal. You get that fish on your boat, and like, and then now at this point, I've done it to a pretty fair amount. I am still hacking away at this thing, trying to, like, oh, man. I didn't get the membrane cut all the way where the gill raker attaches at the bottom. I still got one piece left over there. Okay, yank it out. Nope, there's still one at the top that was attached. Like, it's just, these guys make it look so damn easy. It's just, it's effortless. It's effortless watching you guys do it, and it's really cool.
If the spike is correct, because, you know, a lot of guys really want a sharp spike. I mean, this is one place where we can save you some trouble. The spike shouldn't be that sharp.
Oh, really?
If your spike is too sharp, it's really easy to go in and right on through that tube.
Oh.
So if your spike goes too deep and it's too sharp, it pops right through it, and you can't get the wire to track where it needs to.
No kidding.
So you actually want that spike a little bit dull, so it goes in with a little bit of pressure. I mean, you'll see us, and we actually get a little bit of head of steam when we spike them and stick it. We don't set it on there and then pop it in. There's a little head of steam, so we're kind of swinging at it. We know where we want to hit it, but
sure,
that helps. And as long as that tube is solid, it should follow right down that thing. Gilling and gutting, it's just a matter of practice.
Yeah.
And you know, being shown the right way. You know, if you took a guy, Ricky, like me on your boat, just on the private boat, I can show you in 2 or 3 fish exactly where your body needs to be so that you get the right angle to make all of the right cuts so everything just pops out.
The biggest thing that changed for me, and I learned from you and Tim, was gaining better access to it too. Making a cut farther forward on the gill plate so you really see where you're making your cuts. I kind of say that in joking now, like we're very smooth at it now, but it took us quite a bit of time to get that dialed. And the biggest thing that both you and Tim shared was, man, get yourself some room to work. Like cut farther forward on the gill plate, allow yourself to see what's going on. That way you're not trying to make a cut in the blind behind the gill plate. Like, get that thing open so you can see where everything attached, cut around it, cut through it, pop the thing out.
Yeah. And if the knife is good and sharp and in exactly the right place, you're right, it's effortless.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cutting fish on the Royal Star, let's go to the Royal Star right now. Captain Tim Ekstrom is aboard the Royal Star right now. Good morning, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Good, I should say, yeah. Good morning. Good evening. It all ties into one out here right now, guys. There's so much. I'm not really, really quite sure which one it is. Anyway, we had a pretty good joke last night among us all. So, yeah, we got to make hay while the sun shines, but actually not. We got to make hay when the sun isn't shining out here.
That's fun.
The night fishing, once again, is really, it's really that's been the highlight. again last night. Really, what an incredible variety of fish. I mean, this area spread out over at least 10 square miles. You stop the boat one time, you get 25 pounders. You stop the boat another, you get 70 to 90 pounders. You stop, you get 120 to 150 pounders. You absolutely never know. It's the epic potluck going on here.
Oh, that's awesome.
So cool.
That sounds like a good problem to have, for sure. So is most of it still at night, Tim?
Yeah, you know, we see the fish all day long. I mean, just an incredible sign of fish in a lot of places. As a matter of fact, like yesterday afternoon we got out here, I don't think there was a place we went we didn't see fish. And we took a trip, you know, just a tour to kind of get the lay of the land. And the farther we went, we never did run out of them. But certainly there's an area where they're more concentrated and you know, it's just school after school, incredible sign of the daytime, 99% of which just snubs the nose at you. You know, you go in there and make a big fuss and throw a bunch of bait and get all ready and set, and nothing happens. they just swim away. But fortunately, they had a much different disposition come nightfall. We had some pretty good hits, and not just us. It felt like it was more or less fleet wide, you know. There was some damn good fishing out here again last night. So, hey, we're settled in, and the fish are, there's actually quite a few different places right now, from what I understand, that are potentially productive. Like right now, we're fishing roughly, I mean, we're only 40 miles from the point here right now, so easy access. Weather's up a little bit, you know, for the private boat guys, the smaller boat guys, it probably wouldn't be all that great to be out here today, but boy, it's been incredible the last 3-4 days, just beautiful grease.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. Now, you have, I understand, an announcement to make, huh?
I do have an announcement to make. Big changes in the Royal Starfront in a good way. You know, the word's out on the street. It has been for a little bit. We have a new partner in Royal Star Sport Fishing. We have joined, or Alex Natividop has joined us, the Royal Star ownership team. Alex has been around for a long time. If you're familiar with Southern California sport fishing, you probably know Alex, know of his reputation that precedes him. He's just an incredible young man, a professional, and we are just pleased beyond words to have him join our team as an owner. You know, sticking with our principle of whoever is behind the throttle here, driving the boat, we want to be a vested owner with an interest in every single individual angler's outcome from beginning to end. So, Alex has really got a lot of experience, and he's just an incredible guy. This is something that we've wanted to have happen for quite some time. So, opportunity knocked, and Alex was ready to jump on. And again, I can't tell you how pleased we are all to have him join our team. And for the foreseeable future, Alex is going to be both on the boat running trips. He's going to be on the boat with, you know, either with or without us. And, you know, again, the ball moves forward, and we've got just an incredible new Royal Star owner to make our operation that much better.
Well, congratulations to Brian and Randy and you, Tim, on adding another great, great guy into the lineup there. It's like the all-star lineup now.
No
it's like,
doubt.
Right?
That's great, you guys. Great news. Just keep adding talent.
And
congratulations to Alex, man. What a great deal all the way around. I'm so stoked to hear that. That's awesome.
That's fantastic, Tim. Great news. And, hey, keep getting them out there. It's great to hear from you out on the water. And when are you back in town?
We actually get back on Monday. We lay the boat in one night, and then Captain Brian Sims sitting right there with you guys will be taking out the next voyage. So we'll keep you guys apprised as things progress and develop out here. One thing I can definitely say, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about it, there's just an incredible sign of fish and in a lot of different places. So it doesn't look like this season is poised to do anything other than continue to get better and better. And it looks like it's going to have legs. You know, word is there's even more fish down the beach. There's yellowfin tuna that are pushing up the line. We're looking at yet another just fantastic season, providing, you know, conditions don't throw a giant wrench in the works. But I don't think it's going to, guys. This really looks like it's, again, set up to be yet another incredible year.
Fantastic.
Love it.
Captain Tim Ekstrom live from the Royal Star. Keep getting them, Tim, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here in the World Headquarters real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
All right.
See you, buddy. All right. Well, let's continue on with our catch sport. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
We had a pretty good week of fishing this week here,
yeah.
Kind of rolling along. It's almost like it's June, you know, and fishing's starting to pick up or something like that. I don't get it, but pretty good fishing from the half day on up to those longer trips. The new Seaforth, seeing a nice mix of calico bass. I saw a few sand bass in the mix there, starting to get those guys to bite. Some other mixed bottom fish in there. They've actually seen some big yellowtail. They're not really cooperating, and some of these guys just aren't really prepared for that. But you're going to have that shot at that local yellowtail also on those half-day trips. And starting this week, we're running those twilight trips also. We're running those a little more consistently. We're running them Wednesday through Sunday. And, again, we talk about this all the time. That's just a really fun trip. Get off work, come down, go fishing for a few hours, get out there. You know, and if you just go out on the boat and have a few casts and just enjoy the sunset and the nice weather there, it's a great option. The full-day trip to San Diego, fishing offshore there, still picking away at that bluefin. Yesterday they had 11. The day before that they had 14. The day before that they had 23 with some yellowtail in the mix there. And definitely got to have your heavy gear for these right now. I know last time we talked, it was a little, you know, that 25 to 40 pound fish. You're seeing a lot of fish 100 pounds plus on those trips. And they are recommending 100 pound plus on the gear also for those big fish. And it's tough, you know, it's, you hook into that big bluefin and then lose it. It's no fun, but it's a great trip overall there. So if you don't have that gear, we definitely have the rentals available for you. So just be prepared for those trips. And that kind of carries over to those overnight longer trips too. The trip yesterday, 42 bluefin, Pacifica 46 bluefin, the Pleasure Supreme return from there, day and a half, they had 46 bluefin also, and their big fish was 185. A couple days before that on Thursday, we saw 256 come back on Tribute, 185 on the Pacifica. So again, some really big bluefin on those trips there, so be prepared for that. And also make your reservations ahead of time. It's getting to that point of the season where these trips are filling up way in advance. So check the website, c4landing.com. Have our full schedule up there for those. One day is a day and a half. So we have some two-day trips in the mix there, half days, twilights, full days, all available. You can make those reservations straight online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you on a trip, and get you out there to catch some, hopefully, big bluefin.
God, that is a solid report, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate that. Firing on all cylinders out of Seaforth. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and make sure you check them out on their new account on Instagram, The Real Fisherman's Processing.
I was over there picking up our bluefin the other day, and I grabbed a chunk of their smoked salmon that they have at
Ooh.
Fish Pros, the market.
Ooh.
Have you tried their salmon?
I haven't had their salmon
the
yet.
The smoked
no.
salmon?
No.
I love smoked salmon. I'm kind of like
a
geek about smoked salmon, and that is some of the best smoked salmon I've ever
really?
Had.
Really?
I mean,
I'm
highly recommended.
I'm on my way this afternoon.
Yeah,
that sounds
highly
good.
That sounds so good. Just eat it. I bought a piece, and it was like, oh, I'll just eat half of it. I eat the whole thing.
That's awesome, man. Right on. Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's start this off with Rich. Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone. Before I ask my question, I want to let Brian know that if he needs some customer feedback on the Shearwater test runs, I'm available.
I got that funny.
Anyway,
good guy, Rich.
There you go. Anyway, I saw an interesting setup for a sinker rig for tuna. They're attaching the main line to a ringed hook, but to the eye of the hook, and then another line coming off the ring to the sinker. What do you know about that setup, and does that really work?
You know, I honestly haven't seen it. I just heard about it yesterday, and somebody was running it by me. It would absolutely work. I mean, it looks like a dropper loop setup. It gets your bait down there, and then you're attached directly to the fish with the hook in it. So I like the concept of it. And it would definitely get your bait down nose hooked in a hurry, which is the key to that nighttime fishing and that daytime fishing. But I think it would keep your whole rig straight as well. Probably minimize a lot of the tangling that's gone on.
There you go.
All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Why don't we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to go up to Fallbrook and talk to Joe. What's up, Joe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'll be going on the Royal Star here in about 10 days. And my question is
right on,
about leader material. I'm going to say I have a 100-pound mono set up for a sinker rig. Would I go a heavier leader on that? Or
personally, with what's going on right now with all that big fish around, I would fish some kind of 130-pound fluorocarbon leader tied on, you know, 3-4 feet of it, and you're going to want one of the harder fluorocarbons, that Seaguar Blue, but I don't want to say not, but one of the harder fluorocarbons, yeah, so that you get the chafe resistance, because bluefin like to shake their heads, and they have those heavy teeth, and they will chew you off, and we hate those disappointments at color right there.
And that's where it happens.
And that's where it happens. So 130 fluoro and a harder one.
So say you're in Joe's scenario, and you're fishing a reel that's got a 100-pound mono top shot. How do you like to connect a piece of 130 to it?
I tie a surgeon's loop.
Okay. Even from 100 to 130?
From 100 to 130, no problem.
And we're not worried about the nut year? Not staying outside the guides?
If you're only tying 3-4 feet on, it's not coming into the guides, so you're not having to worry about it casting, you're not worried about it when it comes up, you're good to go.
Cool.
Wow. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a great text here, and it's from Paul. And Paul asks a good question. He says, great show. I have two International 30s spooled with 100-pound Spectra and the other with 80-pound. Both have been worked on by Cal, which, by the way, tomorrow's show, Let's Talk Hookup, Cal and Eric will be here in the world headquarters. So,
well, Eric will be here for sure. We'll see if Cal makes it this time.
He promised me that Cal's going to be here. So he's just got to wake him up.
Cal forgot last time, so. Eric was here, and we got to give Cal quite a ration.
Start giving him a ration now, maybe for sure he'll show up.
That's kind of what I'm going on.
Yeah, okay.
I like the platform I was running with.
But that'll be a great show tomorrow. Anyway, are they adequate to catch larger bluefin if I'm using a 130-pound top shot?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, that is the gear. Those Penn Internationals are such a solid reel. It's like digging a swimming pool with a backhoe. You've got the right machine for the job. A little heavy to carry around.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's kind of old school, but it's good school.
Yeah, it's old school, but old school still works
very, very well. Yeah.
The reel, no problem. I might think about ripping that 80-pound Spectra off of a 30. There's just not a lot of need to have that light of backing on that size reel.
If it's a 30 as opposed to a 30 wide, I think sometimes that 80-pound Spectra will sink better if you're jigging with it. And you're not going to put that much pressure on it. So, this is obviously tackle differences of opinion a little bit. I think if you've got 100-pound on one and 80-pound on the other, I think you're perfect. Because if you need something to sink faster, you fish the one that's got the 80-pound backing.
I just worry nighttime, tangles, everything else. I get that from you. I'm a big line guy. Like, big line, big hooks, that will put fish on the boat. You know, that was always the adage. I just worry about 80-pound. That's skinny. That skinny stuff, skinny line to have a 150-pounder attached and 20 other guys at nighttime. I'm just a big line guy, especially on a reel that holds so much of it. You know, and that's the other thing. Like, you know, obviously the line's already on the reel, but a 30-sized reel with 80-pound Spectra, you're gonna get like 1,000 yards of line on that thing.
Is it that much?
It's a ton. I mean, you figure we put 80-pound on, you know, on your Trinidad 30. You think about that reel compared to a 30-size International, and especially an old-school International.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to get a lot of line on that thing.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Let's go ahead and jump back into
it. That sounds good to me. Alex in Corona's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Alex.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, you know, this is a great topic. I wanted to just weigh in with my 2 cents on the nighttime fishing. So normally in the past, I think you guys know on a typical open party day and a half, 2 day trip, normally the protocol is because you're grinding all day, right? You're grinding from sun up to sundown. Guys are tired, and then they hit the rack. Basically, you see guys, basically the boat's empty by, 7-8 o'clock at night right after dinner, guys are down. So I'm wondering if there's a new protocol in regards to the nighttime fishing. You know, are guys basically just staying up to fish, or how is that normally working?
I think what's going on is you've got the crew grinding all day looking for fish, but you've got guys napping all day. And, you know, with 20 anglers on the boat, 25 anglers on the boat, whatever's there, you know, 2, 3, 5 guys are always down. And, you know, a lot of times guys go with a buddy, so one buddy will stay awake, one buddy will nap, and you get yourself prepped for that nighttime thing. And, I mean, after dinner, you've got the whole boat awake. I mean, if it's good nighttime fishing and everybody has the information they need, they've taken a couple of two-hour naps during the day, and they're good to go. And I don't see any crowd fade or angler fade until, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when they're biting.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's say they're not biting until 1, 2 in the morning, which happens, right? Are guys sleeping, and then you're getting them up, hey, guys, they're biting, get up.
Yeah, I mean, but you still got to keep, you know, 10, 12 guys up fishing those jigs.
Sure.
Because the more jigs you have going down, the more effective you are when you hit those schools. So you're motivating the guys and keeping them awake and telling them what it is. And they're, you know, half napping in their bunks, but because you're on the PA all night long telling them how deep the fish are and where they are and how much you see.
They're not getting much rest.
They're not getting much rest. And that's what it's become in order to make those great catches. You know, obviously you get a guy that has his limit. He just goes, yeah, right, puts his earplugs in. Night,
in the morning.
Done.
So if you're looking for a relaxing, good sleep trip, this is not the time to go.
This is not the bluefin fishing is not for you if you plan on getting your 8-10 hours a night.
Yeah.
Right?
If
it
you want to go happen. Catch some fish,
you want to go get some of the best eating fish on the coast
and catch fish of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like 40 miles offshore is where Tim was today.
It's right here.
It's so cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
It's right. Yeah, but you plan on fishing 22 hours a day, getting 2 hours of sleep.
Ooh. That's it.
It's gnarly.
Yeah. It's tough.
Sleep and get off the boat.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Or get your limit quick and then put your earplugs in.
There you go. Be good at it. Put your earplugs in and go to sleep. Or, you know, like everybody else, or like we all say in the business, I'll sleep plenty when I'm dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man. They're biting. Let's go.
Let's get them.
Hey, we had a great text come through. Said, good morning, guys. I'm getting ready to change out my mono top shot on my surface iron setup for this year. I've been seeing a lot of bigger pics of a lot of big yellowtail, and I'm wondering if I should bump from 40-pound up to 50-pound. I'd like to get Captain Brian Sims' thoughts.
You know, it really depends on where you're fishing. And that local fishery around here, I know those fish can be twitchy. I always throw 50-pound on surface iron.
There you go.
I mean, always.
That's
because
your deal.
You never that's my deal in the areas that I fish. You know, down south, you've always got a chance at a 40, 45-pounder. I know there's some of that stuff local out in front right here that's that size. And you hook one of those local 40-pounders, they're mean. They know the country. And I think that 50-pound would be a good setup provided you can get it bit.
You got lines to contend with?
I didn't even think about those things. But, yes. I mean, that 50-pound, you can just pull so much harder on 50 than you can on 40.
And no significant issues with casting distance or anything like that?
Not that I've seen.
So give them the rope.
And it gets bit just the same.
It gets bit just the same. I mean, I know, you know, a little bit of a side issue, but, you know, when we're fishing Wahoo and there's a bunch of sharks, I'll start casting 80-pound. You know, you cast 80 or 100-pound Spectra, and you put an 80 or 100-pound top shot on it, they eat the bomb just fine, and oh, baby, can you wind on them when you get that?
Yeah.
So even just think, you know, with Spectra these days, you can cast something that's really, really thin, casts very well. You got to be real smooth, but you can fish a much heavier top shot. I mean, you could fish that surface iron on 60-pound and 80-pound Spectra and still get not a significant loss of distance.
Absolutely. Especially if you throw Power Pro Max Quattro, throw that on a Trenx 500. Oh, man, you can get some distance on that.
And you can pull.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the
Come to Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. First time since 7 a.m. we've had a single open phone line. If you want to talk to Captain Brian Sims of the Royal Star, 213-432-1090. That's your shot right now.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Brian. He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up, Brian?
Morning. Doing great.
I was just wondering if the Shearwater, or if you guys know any of the other boats, if anyone's working a reverse overnighter.
A reverse overnighter. So you want to leave at in the morning, fish all night, and come back in the morning?
And then get up and go to work the next day.
Ooh, you. After being up for 24 hours, good luck.
Yeah, I know,
tough,
right?
Man.
Good luck.
That'd be a tough one. But it's doable, right?
It's doable, but I don't think that's going to be anything we're going to set up. Yeah. I think we're going to be at least for the first part, we'll be standard day and a half.
Plus, you get two nights then, right?
If
the fish are close.
Right, and we might leave a little bit early in the afternoon.
What's the cruise on the Shearwater?
It's whatever you need it to be. Before we actually haven't run it full cruise with all of it loaded down and weighted down bait with water and bait and everything else right now. But I know before we did all the construction to it, it cruised at 18 knots if you needed it to.
Whoa. Okay.
So, 10, 12 knots is going to be no problem.
You'll be standard long-range style boat.
Standard long-range style boat at a 40-footer for you and, maybe up to five of your closest friends.
Yeah. It's going to be so rad.
Sounds cool.
I can't wait.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a good one from Corey in Escondido. And he says, thanks for having Brian on at the perfect time of the season for that. I'm learning so much this morning. Question for Brian. I'd love to take a trip on the Royal Star, but have the time to long-range just doesn't work for me. Do you run any shorter trips, like maybe a day and a half, a three-day trip?
We do. I mean, the boat's out right now on a 3-day. I'm leaving Tuesday morning on a 3-day.
They just did a back-to-back 3-day, right?
They did a 4-day. Well, we backed up a 3-day to a 4-day.
Yeah, because you used to do like 4-5-day trips, but now with this fish so close, you change the schedule to make
the schedule is shrinking down. You know, we're taking what used to be a lot of 7-day trips this time of year, and we're turning them into a 4 and a 3, or we're turning them into a couple of day and a halfs and a 3-day. Mm-hmm. So that stuff is in our schedule, and you can check out our website. The day and a half and 3 days are really, really popular trips. I would say try and book now for next year.
Totally.
You know, try and get now. You book now for next year, because as soon as our schedule comes out, then those trips just go away. The other little tip I will give you is there's always cancellations, and Tracy is amazing in our office. So if you give Tracy a call, get yourself on a wait list. As soon as she gets those cancellations, she goes right down that list and starts calling guys, hey, can you make this? You know, you're on a wait list. And
you're on a wait list for a 3-day. You're on a wait list. Do you do any day-and-a-half trips?
We do. We ran a couple of them this year, and we're going to run a couple more next year because, you know, it's a great way for a guy who doesn't have the time and can't get away for a week to come check out Royal Star and see what the real long-range style of fishing is in just a short day-and-a-half. So, yeah, we have some of those in the schedule.
I've seen several times when you guys do your shorter trips, day-and-a-halfs and 3 days, guy brings his wife with him or vice versa, or, you know, introduce a buddy to the boat, and he's done a bunch of long trips, but, you know, wife loves to fish with him but not sure she wants to be gone on the boat for that day. Well, they can come and get the Royal Star experience, the fancy food, the great stateroom, the level of service you guys provide. It's a really cool way to introduce somebody to it that maybe is nervous about being gone for the 7 days at a time, and then realize, like, are you kidding me? It's like this over here? Like, yeah, no problem. Book me for long.
You eat what? And you sleep where? And how comfortable? And, you know, and you get that. And you also get, you know, guys that have fished with us for a long time, they'll bring their kids out when their kids are, you know, 9 to 12 years old, depending on the kid. But it's
just
a great...
Spoil them.
Well, they show them a nice way to go fishing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is. I mean, once you go have a Royal Star experience, it's a spoiler. I can tell you that because I've done it many times. For sure. Hey, Corey, good question there, but yeah, jump on that.
Yeah. Hey, another great text. I don't know how easy this is going to be for you to answer on the radio, but I thought such a great question. Good morning, guys. Captain Brian Sims, can you please explain the proper boat handling technique when sliding up to a kelp patty or foaming bluefin tuna? That's from John in San Clemente.
From John in San Clemente. You know, kelp patties on a... See, I'm driving a sport boat, so kelp patties to me are not a big deal because I'm driving something up to that kelp patty that's bigger than the kelp patty, and there's bait coming off of it. So, you know, a lot of times I'll literally pull up just downwind of the kelp patty because I want to put my anglers on the upwind side because they all run to where the kelp is, even though all the fish came off the kelp and it's now under Royal Star.
Is that what happens when you pull up to the kelp, start throwing bait, all that fish that was under the kelp patty is now under the Royal Star?
Exactly, because it's a bigger shady area and there's more food.
Yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer for the fish. They're like, oh, yeah, better feeding over here.
Yeah, we're under a small shady area with a little bit of food, and here comes a much bigger shady area with a lot more food.
Yeah, exactly. So boom, they come. Sliding up on those foam and bluefin is much more tricky. You've got to account for the wind, the drift, and try and guess which way that stuff is going to move. And when it's chasing a bait ball and the bait ball's running for its life, it's not very consistent. A bigger boat, for us, we want to stay, you know, away from it and get upwind and drift down to it for whichever way it's trying to move. Which, obviously, if it's changing direction, you know, sometimes you get it right and sometimes you get it wrong. Smaller boats can definitely get closer to it, but if you end up either the direction that it's moving out in front of it, you know, get there quietly and shut down. A lot of times with these small boats, it'll go right through you. I know Ricky's got the experience driving his boat at a 25-footer. And those things, I've seen private boats in the middles of those foamers where literally you're looking at the guys going, oh, my God, I'd just get a gaff out.
Yeah.
I'd just gaff them and throw them in the boat because they're literally blowing out 2 feet away from the skiff.
And they sometimes just are, you know, sometimes they are going so voracious, they don't give a damn what you're doing. And there's other times you can just be, you can have the most stealthy game plan ever, and they are bluefins, and they don't, you know, you're sliding up at idle, doing everything right, walking with them, right direction, and you get within 100 yards, and they're just up and pushing water and showing and chipping every way, and boom, they're down. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like somebody hit them with a cattle prod. Yeah, and I know with the big boat, a lot of times, you know, we get that because it's got a big displacement and big diesels. There are times when that fish is twitchy like that, I'll literally run at a school at 12 knots and just take it out of gear and shut the engines down and use the weight of the boat to slide into it.
That's pretty cool.
But especially when they're twitchy, I'll try and do that a couple of times. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, but you just have to keep hitting them until you figure out what they're willing to allow to do.
That, and totally.
And it's all on the fish.
And it can be a day-to-day difference. You know, yesterday we were here and you could drive within a half a casting length and you'd throw your surface iron right in the middle of them and you'd hang three of them every time. And the very next day in the same zone, you get within 100 yards, boom, they're down. You know, they're just, they're blue fins. Frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's what makes it so cool when you do line them up and put it together.
Yeah, it's bluefin.
No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump into the phones.
Ryan in Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Ryan, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We were just talking about line up earlier, and I want to hear what your take is about this, Brian. So I fish, specifically for jig fishing, I like to fish 100-pound soft steel fluorocarbon. And I like to fish that 15 feet, either straight tie or krypton. But I'm hearing a lot of guys lately saying that mono is a little bit better for that stretch. I'd like to hear your take on it. And also, how long of a leader would you do if it was mono or fluorocarbon?
You know that soft steel has a lot of stretch to it, so it's a lot more like mono. I think your stretch percentages are probably pretty close in 100-pound. And it's, so I think you're 6-1, half dozen the other. I like the fluorocarbon because they can't see it. You know, and you typically, even with the softer stuff, you have a little bit better chafe resistance than you do with monofilament. And as far as a leader length, you know, for myself, if I don't have to throw a connection through the guides when I'm casting something, I don't like to. So, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet, depending on the length of your rod and how much you're hanging that jig, very short. And then you just have to use a little bit softer blank and keep the tip up a little bit so that you use the shock absorption from the rod to accommodate for the lack of stretch from that shorter piece of either fluorocarbon or monofilament. Either that or just go old school and throw 100 yards of mono on it and just throw mono. But that way you don't have that connection. Even if it's a stuff connection or anything else, it hangs up on the guides, and that's when you get your nasty backlashes.
What about stretch? Everybody knows more mono, you're going to get more stretch. You like stretch?
I like stretch. I think when you've got a jig, it keeps the hooks in.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I see a lot of guys that fish that real short top shot, if they start to point the long rod at them and just wind, now there's no stretch, no shock absorption, no give.
No nothing.
The fish shakes and the hook comes out.
Oh.
Because there's nothing in that stretch that holds that tension on the hook.
Gotcha.
That's why I say hold the rod tip up and use the bend of the blank with that shorter top shot so that it keeps the hooks in the fish because you'll have a lot less pull off.
Keep a bend in the rod.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gerb, I know there's a ton of great ones, but if you were going to the rail, what would like a perfect, you know, nighttime big fish outfit be for you right now? You know, you've got your choice of a bunch of your regulars, and you know that you could grab any one of their sets of gear, and it's going to be fine and legit. Like, what are you grabbing? What's the reel that you like? What's the top shot if you had your druthers, knowing that there's a bunch of ways to skin the cat, but what would be a favorite of yours for this big fish right now?
There's a zillion of them. I mean, if you know that big fish is in there, you know, something like a Shimano Talica 2-speed in a 20 or a 25. The 20 to me is a little bit more comfortable. Or one of those new Penn VISXs in a 20 size. That is just an absolute machine in your hands. But one of those on any kind of rod. I mean, to me, the
rail rod or
to me, the rod is not as important. But for this nighttime fishing with a jig, I want something that's got a little bit of tip to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A little bit of throw so that you can accelerate that jig with the rod as you're bouncing it around.
So what would that be, Rick, in a Calstar?
Maybe a 770 extra heavy.
Okay.
Like that. 7 foot, a little bit softer in the tip section, quite a bit of balls at the bottom end of the rod, plenty heavy to pull on, fish 100-pound just fine.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, and then 100-pound with a 130-pound leader on the jig, and just a jig that's going to get down, some kind of 300-gram fast-sinking jig. and glow or no glow, honestly, I don't think it makes that big a difference. I would glow it, light it up under the lights and make it glow just because it can't hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, you know you're not going to do any damage that way. Why not?
Right. You're not going to hurt anything by having a jig that glows. But one of those two reels on a 100-pound setup with at least 130-pound fluorocarbon leader on the jig, maybe if they're really big ones in nighttime, you can get away with a heavier leader, 200-pound hard fluorocarbon, something like that Seaguar Blue.
I like it, man. That's right. A good rig. That's cool.
Here's a text from Mike in Paradise Hill. He says, I was on the Tribute yesterday, didn't get much sleep, fished all night and all day, fished from 50 to 150 on the overnight, thought it was good till I got destroyed on 100-pound. this over, is what we're telling you,
over
right?
And over
the
and over
fish
that
are
story.
Gnarly.
They're mean, yeah.
They're really mean, really healthy and really pulling hard right
now.
Yeah,
so fish the heavy.
We we have the little dispatch radio that's in the landing, and you hear it click off all day long, and it's a happy but still frustration when you hear the guys calling in, you know, their updates for the day, like, you know, hey, we had a great night, we had, you know, we landed whatever 15, but boy, it sure doesn't tell the tale of how the night went. Like, you know, like Brian, you were saying, like, it's not uncommon to lose half of what you're hooking. The fish are so big. And
even on 100-pound and good gear, landing 50%, you're doing very well right now. So getting destroyed on 100-pound, I feel for you.
Yeah.
You were fishing the right thing, doing the right thing, but
it's part of it.
Yeah. In kind of a welcome to bluefin fishing, and that's why you enjoy it so much when you get a chance to put a gaff in them and gill them and gut them and put them in the RSW.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to throw out huge kudos to Captain Ryan Bossian and Captain Matt Brawler
on San Diego. Those guys are awesome.
I mean, we're out on Wednesday on field research. We got lucky and got one 152-pounder, but those guys got 26, right? and yeah, I mean, he's got sonar and he's got bait and he's got a lot of more anglers and stuff like that. But I mean, he's a day boat. He leaves at 5:30 in the morning and comes back at 6:30 at night. I mean, these guys are good.
Talent.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Talent.
Yeah.
Those guys are really good.
But the point of what you just made is think about how many they hooked if they got 26, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were all over 100 pounds.
They hooked, they hooked better than 50, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to be, right? 50%?
Absolutely.
50% loss ratio?
50%, you're doing good.
Yeah. And you're doing good at 50%. Yeah.
Wild, man. Yeah. This is so cool. Fun times going on right now. It's rad.
It's pretty fun times.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board in San Diego. We're giving away a trip. We got more Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Brian Sims and the Royal Star. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out whether our winner of the big trip on the San Diego is going to be a caller or a texter. Brian, going to do us the honors flipping that coin.
Here we go.
All right. Today, it is a texter, so congratulations, Ben. You are going fishing on board the San Diego at a Seaforth Sport Fishing. You're going to have such a good time.
Yeah, and thank you to all the callers. A lot of new callers today. Thank you very much for that. And, of course, a lot of texters that we just can't get to everybody, and we sure appreciate all your time. And we really appreciate Captain Brian Sims stepping in today.
Thank you.
Really great having you. And so much good information, because what's different about Brian is that Brian works the deck a lot. He's not only in the wheelhouse, but he's also on the deck a lot. So he knows all the ins and outs of the deck as well as up in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, but that's where the fun part is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gratifying to be driving the boat and get on the school and look down and everybody's got one on.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fun is in the action down on the deck.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So, and you know how to rig people up and stuff, and I know you're probably really excited about having Alex on the boat because he's another expert.
Oh, Alex is wonderful to work with.
When's he start?
Breath of fresh air. He started already.
Okay.
He's just off. We gave him a little 9-day stretch off. I think he comes back on Tuesday and goes out with me then.
And then watch out.
And then watch out, because here he comes.
So when you ride the Royal Star, you'll have Randy, Tim, Brian, or Alex always on the boat. And a lot of times both guys.
A lot of times two of us.
Yeah, which is really like a team across the board. And then you've got like how many crew members on that? On that boat?
I mean, we run with seven crew.
And for 24 people max.
For 24 people max. And occasionally we'll just take an eighth guy. One of us, myself, Tim, or Randy, will just jump on the boat and just go.
Just go.
Just, you know, you still take everything. The seven guys make all the money, and you just jump on the boat to go help out because you want to go with that group.
Sure.
Or with this nighttime fishing, it's just one more guy who can take a couple more hours.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, and like we talked about earlier in the show, everything's sold out this year. You need to book for next year already. But, again,
always there's cancellations.
Yes.
Always cancellations.
Right? Yeah. So call the Royal Star office. Talk to Tracy. Just tell her, I'm looking to get on a 3-day trip. I'm looking to get on a 5 or a 7 or an 8.
Right.
Or whatever.
And she'll get you on a wait list. And the number there at the office is area code 619-224-4764.
And sometimes you're even in the office.
It does happen.
All right. Yeah. And then we'll keep you posted on the Shearwater when you get that rig up and going.
Exciting.
And we'll let people know how they can book that.
Right. When we have it all right and all ready, then we'll start booking.
All right. Sounds good, Brian. Thanks a lot for all that. Thank you out there. Thanks to Christian for manning the busy phones today. Thanks to Adam for all he does on that Let's Talk Hookup website. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. Another great show lined up for you. I think Eric just got off a long-range trip, so he'll have some fresh information. Maybe Cal and Eric together just got off.
Royal Star.
Right? Oh, yes. Eric was
out with me. Cal didn't come.
Oh, okay. Eric was out there. So he has some good information there. So that'll be tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., the real experts of the reels.
No doubt.
For sure. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, we'll see you then. Right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.